This is a place where real masculinity is painfully learned, deeply celebrated, and aggressively deployed. We are committed to training you how to fight the war against all that is fighting you. This is the Dangerous Man Podcast.
Welcome, Dangerous Men, back to the Dangerous Man Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. We have a good one for you. A little bit of a personal story of our new guest that I'm interviewing today. His name is Jacked Rory.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. There we go. This is good. I'm excited for this one. It's Matt and I joining you today. DM, what's up? How you doing? Excited to share with you guys. Just wanted to do an episode to help the guys listening. Guys, man, your personal, what would you call that? Fitness physique, your
fitness
personal
journey.
Health. Yeah, your fitness journey. I want to do an episode to share my journey. I've crossed over 100 days a while back, and I'm well beyond 100 now. But I wanted to share just my journey along the way, the first 100 days, and some things that I learned. I want to share some things that what I experienced, the benefits of it, and then just like the challenge of getting rid of the excuses, getting rid of the garbage, the BS, and just talk about why I really genuinely feel like this is such an important thing for guys, because what it adds to your life, men, whoo, man, it adds so much to your life. And so we're going to get into that today. So, man, if you're listening today, and you're like, man, I've been waiting for, you know, I've been waiting to start my journey. I've been waiting to get into the gym. I've been waiting to start living healthier. Today's the day. Today's the day you're going to do that. And I hope that this episode inspires you to start your journey to a better you. Yeah. And I promise you, you're going to get to a better you.
Yeah.
You're awesome. Going to get there.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, Rory, I know you didn't originally want to do this, right? There was some time where we were talking about it. We were saying,
sometime.
Okay, we're going to start it,
it was like
this
months.
Date. We pushed it out a little bit.
Yep.
But I just want to ask you, why did you end up starting your fitness journey?
I started it, one, because you applied pressure. You were like, hey, listen, when are we doing this? And then I think I definitely pushed you off for a couple of months at least.
Sure.
And but why I wanted to start it is I got to a place where I just was really unhappy with myself. And not even just happy, but totally unsatisfied with how I felt, you know, after I'm coming up on 42 this month. I was just really unhappy with how I felt, how I looked. You know, getting up in the morning was an absolute drag. I was a late nighter, and that had some, you know, not, it didn't have good effects on me. You know, I'd eat late. I would stay up quite a bit late and, you know, try to get work done and different things like that. And it left me in a position where I was just like, man, I'm really, like, I think I was about 50 plus overweight. And I was just very dissatisfied with how I looked and how I felt and my inability to be physical, like as far as like exert physical energy, my strength was low, everything. It was just, I just felt like garbage. And I think a lot of men, we can relate like that, because if we don't pay attention to it, we can find ourselves over time just being like, well, I don't know how I got here. Well, I know how I got there, because I wasn't taking care of myself. I literally was not physically taking care of myself. I was taking care of everybody else. I was paying attention to what was going on in my family and taking care of them and trying to push them. But it was like, you know what? How am I going to push somebody when I'm not doing this myself? And so it was just a complete dissatisfaction with where I was at physically, with all that stuff.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I really want to commend you for in the beginning, right?
Go
there
ahead.
Was that little
take all the time you need.
There was there was that little bit of time where we had pushed it off a few months.
Yep.
And you decided to take your nutrition into your own hands, right? You basically got your nutrition in check before we started, you know, working out together and putting a fitness plan together. So why don't you talk about that and what you did to, because really the, the big point of starting your fitness journey is probably about 10% of stuff that you do in the gym.
Yep.
And the rest of it is what you're eating and how you're treating your body.
It's so funny. And thank you for bringing that up, because it's like, that's such a huge thing. You, I heard it said, actually it was, Missy said it. She said, you can't outrun your spoon. And I, when she said that, I was like, oh, I have to stop and kind of recalibrate. Like, what am I putting? Because, I mean, your body's a vehicle, you know, it's a vessel. And what you put in it is what you're going to get out. And I was putting in garbage. I mean, we all are at some point. Like, dude, I was eating sweets like crazy, punching Oreos in my face like it was an addiction. Like, I'm not gonna lie, Oreos were just like, oof, like midnight snacks.
Yeah,
Oreos by the sleeves.
Yeah, anything chocolate for me.
Oh yes, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate cookies. I mean, come on, cookies were the big thing. But like, the I think the journey really honestly started probably closer to a year before I even got in the gym. It started when I said, you know what, I'm gonna start saying no to the garbage stuff, the garbage food, anything that comes prepackaged, anything prepared. I'm going to start cooking more. And I started doing that a lot. I really got focused on what I was putting in my body because of the fact that it has such detrimental effects. You know, over the COVID years, I was eating a lot, you know, almost in response to just the stresses that I had in my life at the time. And, you know, for all of us guys, like, if we're not conscious of what we're putting in, you can go to the gym, you can work out, but again, you cannot run what you're putting in your body. And so if you're fueling yourself with garbage, and I know, listen, some of you guys listening are like, yeah, duh. Well, listen, this is my journey and this is where I started. So we got to start somewhere. But starting the diet for me was because I knew that if you don't check your food, you don't check your diet, then you'll be that person, which this is most of us, that you get in the gym, you do it for 30 days, you don't see any results, and then you're just like, it's not doing anything. It's not happening. Like, you know, we all expect that immediate gratification. I'm going to lift weights for 30 days and be jacked. No, you're not.
You're just a jacked fat guy with a beer belly.
Yeah. And that's been me for so long. And I was like, I don't want to be that way. And so I got the diet under control. And then it was like, I knew what the next step was, but I'll tell you, I had a laundry list of excuses that stopped me from taking the next step that was absolutely needed. But I really just, I had all these excuses. All these excuses why I couldn't, why I justified, hey, you know, I can't start this and I'm not that type of person. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the excuses I had. So one of the things that I used to say all the time, like, dude, I'm not a gym person. That's not me. Like, that whole mentality that I had was me setting up limitations for myself. That's all I was doing, is I was barring myself from progression because I had made up in my mind, I'm not that type of person. That's not my lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, guys, for the guys listening, you know when you're making excuses. Mm-hmm. You know when you're like, dude, I know I could do this, but I just don't want to. Or, hey, I don't want to. Like, for me, it was like, okay, I knew the only time that I was going to be able to swing it was going to be super early, and I wasn't a morning person. So I'm like, this isn't happening. Again, I'm not a morning person. That's me putting something in my brain, limiting where I should go just because I'm not that person. And the reality is no, you're not, but you can become that person. Mm-hmm. And so once I kind of started removing some of the excuses, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. That was another big one. Mm-hmm. Like, trying for guys, like, I don't know why we do this. Like, if we don't know something, we're like, I'm not going to do it. But the reality is, like, you're not going to learn it unless you try it. Mm-hmm. And so a wicked limiting on that. I think, you know, some of the other stuff is, you know, I would say I don't have time. One of the other things, I don't want to admit this, but this was a definite one, is I was like, you know what? I think I'm too far past age wise. I think I'm too old, even though I'm not even that old, not even close. But I was like, I'm too old. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe for some of you guys listening, this was one for me. I'm too out of shape that it's going to take too much work. I mean, I had 40 years of horrible behavior and garbage diet, garbage, physical, and like I was physically active, but not the way I am now, not even close. And so for me, it was a big process of having to remove the excuses that I set for myself. And the only way you can do that is just commit to it. Yeah. You have to just say, you know what? Because it's not 100% a habit change. It's more of a total lifestyle change. And I think that's what some guys are afraid of.
Yeah.
Is you have to change in order to take the step and start doing these things to care for yourself. Physically, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to stop doing certain things. You have to stop staying up late. You have to stop eating late. You have to stop eating garbage. You got to stop eating stuff. I have to put so much more time into meal prep and cooking. And like, I mean, you're talking multiple hours in the day that you've got to invest in this. And that can be super intimidating.
Yeah.
That can be super intimidating.
Yeah. And decided to make that lifestyle change, right? We started going at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
You ended up
it was brutal.
Totally reversing your day, restructuring everything, setting your priorities in line. Take us through kind of that first week, first few days, and kind of what you were going through.
That I refer to the first 2 weeks as hell weeks. They were horrible. They were like, I tried to put on a tough guy face for you, cause I'm in the gym and I'm like, one, I don't know what I'm doing. This is awkward. Like, you know, and, it was just, oh dude, it was brutal. One, cause you have the whole time change, you know, switching your schedule all the way around like that is super uncomfortable because you're in a natural rhythm. But one of the things I think I learned in the first 2 weeks is, that like abrupt change to a natural rhythm it's really hard. It's really hard because you're that whole, I'm set in my ways. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can, but the old dog has to decide if he wants to do the new tricks or not. And so I had to make up in my mind, like, okay, listen, you're going to be uncomfortable for a while and you're just going to have to get good at being uncomfortable because it doesn't feel natural. The timing definitely didn't feel natural from going from being a late nighter to an early morning person. And it was like such a difficult time change. And then, you know, it was also just a complete revamp, like you said, of the structure of my schedule and how I put things together, how I put my day together. And so it was a complete upheaval of that. But in those first 2 weeks, I think, one, I learned, like, okay, you actually can do this. You're not as inept as you think you are. And then I think one of the biggest hurdles to get over in those first, like, that first week or two was really just, like, deciding for myself, like, hey, I need to commit to this. Can I commit to it? And for me, like, I know my personality. Once I finally do commit to something, I'm all in. I'm not out. I don't quit. I'm very stubborn. And so once I know that I'm going to do something, I'm like, okay, I have to give it everything I've got. And I think I was also afraid of giving it everything I got because I was like, I don't really know what I'm made of in this area and how much I can actually exert and deal with all of the changes, right? Because we all love change so much. When we talk about change, we want change. We say it all the time, guys, don't we? Oh man, I wish I lived that way, or I wish I was like that guy, or I wish I know I could be better, but I'm not. And it's because we don't want to embrace change because we're comfortable. Yeah. We're comfortable.
I just want to go back to that
kind
of that time change, right? Some people maybe are naturally more inclined to stay up later in the evening or want to work out later in the evening.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, doing it first thing in the morning, I've noticed a ton of benefits and just getting the being alert, being awake, and getting that stressful part of the day done.
Yeah.
And it's like almost the rest of the day isn't as stressful anymore. Like things that used to affect me at work or at home are kind of, they're more easy to deal with. They come more naturally.
I would agree 100%.
So I think that for those that are looking to switch, that maybe are like, I don't want to switch, I'd rather work out at night, I'd say give it a shot and see what it does for you.
Do your natural rhythm. I think for me, I was in a natural rhythm that was ineffective. And it was detrimental to me. And I didn't even realize it until, like you said, after those first, you know, after that first couple weeks, it was like, oh, there's benefit to this. There's benefit to it. For those of you listening, you're like, oh, there's no way I'm getting up at, you know, 4 or 5 a.m. All right, cool. So if 8 o'clock's your time, or if you know, 5 in the afternoon's your time, or if, you know, for some guys I know, it's like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and they'll go do their workout and then go home and go to bed. If that's your rhythm, then just work your rhythm. But for me, I knew I needed to change the rhythm, and the abrupt change was absolutely necessary to kind of – you almost have to shock the system. Mm-hmm. You know, your body's running on those rhythms, and you have to just like, all right, we're going to break this rhythm and we're going to start a new one. And in the process of starting that new rhythm, oh my goodness. Yeah. Like even so, probably again, at the end of the first couple weeks, it was like, holy crap. Like I'm more productive. I'm more energetic. I'm getting up, you know, I'm doing my water intake in the morning. I'm doing cold showers. Whew. Guys, I tell you what, you want to wake yourself up, don't turn the hot water on. Just stay at like lukewarm when you jump in the shower, and then just get colder and colder and colder as you go. That definitely, man, that kicks your endorphins in. It gets your brain functioning. You know, water intake was huge. I didn't realize how dehydrated I was all the time. I wasn't drinking water. Now I'm at like close to a little over a gallon a day, and sometimes even more. Because it's just, dude, your body needs so much water. It's so much water, it's obnoxious. You're going to go to the bathroom 100 times. Like, you're like, I feel like a toddler all the time now because I'm like, I got to pee again and again and again. But, man, your body, that just getting that early start and getting the switch, getting the good things in you in the beginning of the day makes a massive change on like your mental clarity, your ability, like you said, your ability to deal with stress, your ability to kind of launch that day into you setting the tone, instead of what I used to do was waking up and reacting to everything else that was coming around me. And I let the external circumstances dictate my internal reactions. And then other people were dictating my day. Other tasks, other things, your family, this, that, the other thing, ministry, help, whoever needed something, like all those things were dictating my day. I wasn't setting my day. I wasn't setting my tone. And so doing it in the morning was massive help for me to dictate like, hey, this is how I'm going to run my day from now on. And I think one of the things I was a little bit afraid of is like, man, I'm going to work out and I'm not going to have energy for the rest of the day. The opposite happened. I had more energy for the rest of the day than I've ever had in my life. It was like literally like my eyes were open to this whole different way of living that was very beneficial for me personally.
Yeah. And so you had gone, we're over 100 days now, almost 6 months in. Another thing that I will commend you for is not looking for results right away.
You
stuck with the process.
Yep.
Continuing to move forward and gaining, you know, strength gains, working a little bit of cardio in there.
Yep.
And I think that after 100 days you should see some results, and I definitely seen some results. But you probably can't see them just because, you know,
I'm starting to see them now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting to see them now. Like, I mean, one, I'm starting to see them, obviously, in the numbers that I'm lifting. They're way different than what I was first doing.
Yeah.
You know, going from picking up, like, the 20-pound dumbbells to now rolling out the 50s and being like, okay, all right. So you see those number gains over the while. I would encourage you guys that when you start, don't even look in the mirror. Don't even look in the mirror.
Put the ego aside.
You're not gonna, like, if you're using your ego to drive this, you're not gonna get very far. You're gonna run out of steam. That was one thing that I realized after the 100 days, like once I got past 100 days, is like you really have to not pay attention. It's gonna sound weird, but not pay attention to your physical appearance through this process. And listen, if you guys are going to commit to getting in the gym and getting healthy and lifting weights and getting stronger, which you should do as a man, it makes you feel way more masculine. And it just feels good. Your body's built for this, guys. But if you're like, oh, I don't know, listen, do not let, like Matt said, don't let your ego drive it. Don't let the results drive it. Like let your commitment drive it and just say, hey, you know what? I'm committing to 100 days. For those guys who, you've never been in the gym, you never worked out, you know you need to, you know you want to, start it. But then when you start, just say, listen, I'm not going to look in the mirror. I'm not taking photos. I'm not doing this. I'm going to go 100 days before I even look for results. Because you're not going to see them.
Throw on some sweatpants and a big sweatshirt.
Big hoodie. Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
grab some stuff that, like, when you're going to the gym, grab a sweatshirt, even if it's an oversized hoodie, whatever, just throw that on there and just beat yourself. Just punish yourself. Keep lifting your weights, you know, hit your mile markers every 30 days and just say, like, okay, I've got 30 days, let's do 30 more. I got 60 days, let's do 30 more. Like, you know, but for those of you who are just jumping into it, and just wanting to start your fitness journey, commit to that first 100 days before you even look for any kind of results, because you're not going to see them. You're not going to see them. I didn't start to see any results, honestly, like physical signs of results, until after about 60 days, to be honest. Like, I was losing weight, you know, dropping a couple of belt notches, but you don't really see it. You don't really, because your body's having to adjust so much to the new behavior, the new rhythm, and then the physical exertion. So, don't look for results.
Yeah. So there's definitely some things that we love to do in the gym. And
yes.
There's definitely some things we hate.
Yep.
Right? So
cardio.
So one of those things for me,
bike,
and probably everyone out there, is doing lower body.
Yeah.
So we had switched the lower body to do it on Mondays and then do it another day during the week. Why don't you talk about a couple of the exercises that you love doing and maybe
a couple that I hate? Listen, there's going to be stuff that you guys have to do that you're not going to like it. You just got to do it. You just got to do it. I know now why everybody hates leg day, but I actually don't hate leg day. I like leg day. It feels terrible afterwards and you walk like an old man. I like leg day. I'm all about it.
You're the only one I've met.
I know. I think it's because, like, just being a shorter guy, like, I'm like, all right, most of my power's in my legs. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I can send this. I can do some decent numbers with my legs that I was just like, all right, well, this will be a confidence builder for me. And sometimes, like, I know for me, like, sometimes when I'm adjusting to stuff like that, like, just make it harder. Like, don't fall in love with the results, fall in love with the process. Mm-hmm. And that's where I had to get my mind is like, all right, this is what we do now, okay? And then what are the hardest things? What are the most uncomfortable things? Start doing those first. Like, eat the frog in the first thing in the morning. Eat the frog. I don't know if anybody listening has heard that term, but basically it's do the hardest thing first. Get it out of the way. And one of the things that gives you is it develops you the endurance to want to do difficult things. Because for me, that was – I was afraid of doing difficult things. I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to take a toll on me. I knew it was, I wasn't going to be able to do what I wanted to do. But if you start to like those difficult things and you start to like discomfort, it changes how you pursue things. And it also changes your mental strength and ability to endure things that are uncomfortable. I mean, you look around in our lifestyles. We love comfort. Everybody loves comfort. You know, and I needed to get to a place where I was like, you know what, I need to love discomfort. And so, you know, getting up and, you know, super early, discomfortable. That was not comfortable. That was uncomfortable. Then getting up early when we live in New Hampshire, for all those of you listening, New Hampshire is not a warm state until like August. So, and my journey started pretty much, what was it, like fall-ish going into winter?
Yep.
So it's like the worst temperatures, and it's funny because each morning I get up and I wanted to put on sweatpants and I wanted to be warm and comfy when I was like, you know, going out and warming up the car and getting ready to go to the gym. And I would wear shorts every morning. And Matt would look at me like, dude, are you kidding me right now? It's like 4 degrees out and there's snow on the ground and you're wearing shorts. Yeah, I had to embrace that a level of desiring uncomfortability so that I can continue to push myself through the process.
Yeah. You know yourself best and you know what you have to do to push yourself and get yourself to a place where you're going to end up just doing it. So I wanted to get into kind of some of the setbacks and the uncomfortable days, because there was definitely plenty of times where I was like, I would text you and be like, hey, man, I'm not today. I'm not doing it today. There are plenty of days where we just said nope, and then you would go do your workout later in the day. I'd do mine. There were days when you were like, man, come on, get up. Let's go. Help me get up. Vice versa.
Yep.
And
I definitely went both ways.
Yeah. And I think that having a brother to go through this journey with definitely helps. And it helped that we had a place
where
we could go that no one was at. We had a gym that we could go to, which was definitely one of the advantages that we had. Not everyone has that opportunity. So I think that was something that helped.
But I think, hold on, I want to talk about that real quick. Cause, that's something for you guys listening. You're ready to take the journey, right? And you're like, oh, I'm gonna do it. You know, find another guy, find a brother, find some guy who's in the same situation you are, and talk to him and just say, hey, listen, if you're not at where you're at, how could we maybe do this together? And maybe you can't go and meet up with them and do a workout, but maybe you can have some, because that accountability is huge. It's absolutely priceless. You know, having somebody that's on, you know, hey, listen, yeah, okay, you don't want to do it, but hey, whatever. It's time to get up. It's time to get rocking. It's time to keep going. Knowing that there's somebody else kind of in the lane with you is massive, I'll say. It was huge for me, you know, because there was a lot of days where I wanted to be like, let's just text them that you're tired and tell them you had, you know, other stuff coming up. Like, while you're going on your journey, you're going to come up with more excuses why you can't keep going.
100%. And I mean, I've been on my fitness journey since I was playing sports in high school, since I was 14, 15 years old. And in college, they'd
Matt's been lifting weights since he was in the womb.
Force you to get up. You'd have your morning lifts at 6 a.m. Yep. So you were, you know, you were forced to get up and do it. If you didn't, then you'd be punished to do something twice as bad.
Extra laps, extra reps.
So there was the discipline there because you had to. And now that I don't have that, it's hard to do. And you just have to continue to keep going and doing it.
Yeah, the self-discipline, that is wicked hard. Mm. And I think for some guys, it's harder than others. Some people are just naturally driven. Some people aren't. But again, when you have somebody else in it with you, it's a game changer because you're pushing each other, you know, and you're going to be in there. You're going to push each other on numbers. You're going to push each other on how much farther you can go in your workouts. I mean, I've noticed over the 100 days, just when you and I are in the gym, I push myself a lot harder when I'm seeing you doing the numbers you're doing, and I'm like, good Lord. Okay, let's go up by 5 pounds. Let's go up by 10 pounds. And, like, it challenges you. And so, guys, I want to encourage you when you're about to take the step and get into your fitness journey, just talk to another guy. It literally a simple invite of, like, hey, man, I'm doing this. Can you jump in this with me? Most guys, like, even if they're not, like, in the gym or regularly, you know, working out or whatever, they're wanting to take this journey too. I wanted to take this journey for a long time, and I just didn't. I just didn't because, one, I didn't have the challenge, and then obviously the habits that I'd had in the beginning. But, man, just ask somebody to be to hold you accountable, to hold your feet to the fire and say, no, listen, you can do this. You can do this. Let's go. And whether they're, like I said, in the gym with you or not, doesn't matter, but just invite somebody into your life that's willing to push you to be better than you are right now, man.
Yeah. I just want to get into some of the starter tips, maybe just some mental cues or some things that kind of help you get going. I know one of them for me was just to accept that this is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. This is going to be a lifestyle 100. That I'm going to commit to and train every day and work towards just being better physically.
Funny you said that because that's so the mantra we say all the time, stop trying and start training. That was actually one of the biggest, like when we started talking about that early on in the podcast and we started talking about that, you know, just early on, is that needs to be a part and a core value of a dangerous man. It's like, listen, you don't try, because you can try your life away and never achieve anything. But if you train, it produces results. And training is the process. And so when you fall in love with the process, you're falling in love with the training, you're embracing the training. And that was a huge thing for me. It was like, listen, I better be living what I'm talking about. And I live it on different levels, but I wasn't living it on the physical level. And I was like, all right, well, now I need to step up and I need to be training in this area. You know, I think another deep root reason for me for why was just, dude, if I'm out in a situation where there is a threat to my family, am I physically able enough to, you know, muster up the strength that's going to be needed to defend and protect them? And early on, before this, I couldn't answer that question very well. I wasn't pleased with the answer because the answer was like, you got about 42 seconds worth of gas and then you're done. And now I'm in a position where I'm like, listen, if stuff comes to fly, like I know that I'm now physically capable and continuing to get even more capable, but I'm physically capable of reacting to any circumstance where I'm going to have to step in and protect a family member or protect myself or a friend or whatnot. And that's a confidence booster. For guys, it's one thing to think you can do it. It's another thing to say, oh, now I know. Yeah. Now I know, you know, that I can put it down when I need to.
I think another one of the mental cues for me too, and this just happened the other day, where I missed a workout in the morning. I did one later in the evening, but I was like, all right, I missed that morning. I'm going to get tomorrow morning.
There you go.
I'm going to get it, and I'm going to keep going because once you fall out of the routine, it becomes very habitual, and it's easy just to fall out of it and give it up altogether.
And that happens. That's the January firsters.
Yeah.
You know, January 1st, I'm going to the gym. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. And then you just donate to the gym for the rest of the year, and you never show up.
Yeah. It's going to happen, gentlemen. It's going to happen, and you just have to find a way to stick with it. There's no other advice, hack, whatever.
No, there's not. You gave him the key, though. So when you said, hey, all right, I fell off this day. All right, guys. So listen, guess what? You're gonna start your journey, and then there's going to be a wall. You're going to hit it, and you're going to go, not today. And, man, do not let that day turn into 2 days. Mm-hmm. Do not let that – like, do whatever the heck you got to do to not let that day turn into 2 days or 3 days. Because once you get past – like, if you get past a week – ooh, you're going to have a fight. You're going to have a fight to get over it because now you have an even bigger wall to climb. But you gave him the key, Matt. You gave him the key. Is like, don't let that day turn into 2 days. And so what you got to do, guys, when you fall off one day, all right, again tomorrow. You fall off another, okay, again tomorrow. And there were some days, like, I know early on, I realized, like, okay, you pushed yourself really hard. You don't have any more gas. You need to sleep. And so there are some days where you're going to have to move it. You're going to have to adjust it. You're going to have to put your, you know, your schedule in a different arrangement. Just do that. Just move it where you got to move it, but don't miss it.
Yeah. And I will reiterate this too. This journey, is for you. That's who it is. You have to make it about you.
Yeah.
And giving yourself time, making the time to make yourself better. This is for you. It's not selfish.
Do you think that's why, do you think that's why maybe guys don't start it? Because I know a lot of men, listen, we're outward focused, so we're looking out for, you know, the people around us. We're looking out for the wife. We're looking out for, you know, our children. We're looking out for our friends. And we do, most of the guys I know are very serving bent. They're working for other people. And so I wonder if that's a, you know, a kind of a setback, is we're afraid to invest in ourselves. We're afraid to, well, I just don't have the time. You don't understand, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, listen, that's one of the worst excuses that you're going to have to overcome, men, is, yeah, you don't have the time. But here's the reality, okay? Let me hit you with a little slap. You make time for what's important to you. And if you don't make time for you, well, there's nothing left to go around. So you're giving out of your emptiness, which is not quality. And so, man, just, you are important. You are. And I love how you said it, dude. This journey is for you. Men, this is for you. Mm-hmm. A physical fit journey is for you. It's literally built and tailored for your inner body. It's built and tailored for your mental capacity. It is tailored for your physical body. Like, this is for you. So what are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, too, my wife said this, actually, because we're both going through a workout thing with another couple right now.
75
just
hard.
Committing to, yeah.
Shoot.
It's like a...
brutal.
It's, I would call it 75. It's not the 75 soft. I would call it a 75 semi-hard. It's...
The so, 75 semi.
I would say. So we didn't do the 245 outside.
Yeah.
Or 145 outside, 145 inside. We just said, okay, hour and a half, just get it in.
Yeah.
So she takes care of her mother. We have a bunch of other things. She's running a business right now. And she really doesn't have the time.
Yeah.
But she commits herself to all these other things, all these other people, taking care of everyone.
Yeah.
And she's like,
she's a big time giver.
You know what?
Big time giver.
If I can't give myself this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, guys, man, I can't emphasize that enough. It's, you have to make the time. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. You're not going to squeeze it. You have to make the time. Mm-hmm. And that time made for you, it's for you. One of the best things that I absolutely love during the first 100 days was the days where, you know, like if we didn't sync up and I was going to the Y and you were doing your thing, is getting in there, getting in the gym, and then just the, all right, hey, I'm here for me. I'm working on me. I'm building me. I'm doing things that are going to benefit me. A lot of guys I know don't do a lot of things that benefit them. They might relax in ways that benefit them, but they don't necessarily do the things that build them. And this is something, guys, that will build you. It will build you into the man, more of the man that you are designed to be. It'll build you into the man that you want to be, desire to be. And listen, I know for some of you guys listening, you're like, listen, I don't want to be that guy. Trust me. Don't let that be your excuse. Mm-hmm. You do. When you start, you get 100 days down under your belt, you're going to be like, okay, I am that guy. And I love more of the man I'm becoming through this journey and what it's doing, not just for me physically, but mentally. And then just on the schedule and discipline wise. But then the other thing, guys, is like, it does tremendous amounts of things for other things that are in your life. You know, as far as like just your relationship, your energy when you're up in the morning, all the things we talked about before, like there's so many benefits that are here to be embraced by you. And I want to challenge you guys to take the step today to make your journey and say, you know what, I'm committing to it. I'm going to get it done and I'm going to move through this process. And I promise you the results that come later, delayed gratification, mm-hmm. you got to delay that gratification as long as you can. But the results that come later are worth every amount of your effort and commitment, every amount.
Yeah. And for the men listening, I do want to ask or answer a couple of the questions that I think you may have regarding, you know, you look to the bodybuilding industry, you see all these supplements. There's millions of supplements out there.
Yeah.
And just, I'll say this.
Be honest.
I've been through that journey.
Yeah.
In my early 20s, taking mm-hmm. everything that you could possibly imagine, all the supplements out there.
Yeah.
Pre-workout, definitely no. If you're thinking about taking pre-workout, avoid it. It's a bunch of crap.
If you're just starting, yeah, don't.
It's a bunch of crap. It's loaded with sugar, all this other mm-hmm. crap, huge amounts of caffeine that you don't need. One supplement I will recommend, obviously, how do I do this disclaimer? Talk to
you
your doctor.
Whatever. You don't have to disclaim.
Make sure you talk to your doctor before taking it. Creatine.
Yep.
I started taking creatine when I was 18, 19 years old. Mm-hmm. Huge benefits from it. Definitely strength gains, more focus in that I was pushed towards like my goal of getting stronger. Yeah. And I think that creatine's definitely something that you should look into if you're looking for a supplement to take. Any black coffee is probably my recommendation for those that need a pickup in the gym, maybe in the mm-hmm. morning to wake up. But other than those two, trust me, I've taken them all basically.
right.
And they're just a bunch of crap.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I know, again, for me, so me coming in new, I'm like looking at all the stuff, like looking up stuff on the internet. Of course, like you're seeing nothing but advertising.
Yeah.
That's all you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And that can be super distracting. It can be super, super distracting. You think, oh, well, I'm not getting results because I'm not taking these things that these guys are taking, or I'm not doing that. You know, no, you're not getting results because you haven't committed long enough to it. I think the other thing I noticed with the creatine stuff is like there's a natural amount of energy you get from that too. Mm-hmm. That honestly, my caffeine intake has been going down and down and down and down to the point where I think it's usually way later in the day that I'll have like a coffee, or you know, probably it's just a coffee now because you don't need it. Once you get the habit of doing the morning workout, getting those things in, it's a victory. You're getting wins or gains. You're getting wins first thing out of the gate in your day. And again, that's another tone setter. It's setting the tone for the rest of your day. I think, again, you know, talk to your doctor, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, if you're looking for supplements or whatever, I would just say ignore them. Water.
Especially if you decide to take creatine.
Yeah.
Need water.
Yeah.
Because what it's doing is taking all the creatine, basically taking it into your cells. Mm-hmm. Listen,
for those of you listening, like, oh, is creatine a steroid? No, it's not a steroid. And there's tons of studies. If you look up any of the videos Andrew Huberman has on creatine and the effects of it and, you know, what it does to your body if you're worried about taking it, look into those videos. Listen to what he tells you about. He's a neuroscientist. But he talks about the benefits, the natural benefits of, you know, taking that. And it's not like how it used to be. It's totally different. And I think, like, I was definitely a little nervous because I was like, what is this? Like, this is, like, it listen,
looks,
it's not,
like, yeah. looks like cocaine.
It looks like a bottle of Colombian Bam Bam. Like, it's like, okay, all right. But I tell you what, there's definitely mental focus coming out of it if you start taking it. You know, take in your regular dosage, but make sure you're drinking water with it, and take it in the morning. Do it in the morning. because it definitely has a positive effect on your body. It really does.
Anything else? Any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, just a couple things I wanted to share with the guys of what, after 100 days, what I was experiencing during those 100 days. Absolute increase in energy levels right out of the gate. Within the first 5 days, I noticed like, wow, I have more energy to manage my day. And so if you're like, man, I'm always tired, I'm always dragging, blah, 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 do this. And I promise you, you're going to see immediate results when it comes to your energy levels. I think a few other things that were huge was it increased my drive for productivity. It increased my drive to accomplish things throughout the day. It set the tone, like I said, to start knocking things out and do more difficult things throughout your day. Massive amounts of mental clarity and focus. For those of you who maybe deal with like, if you're like, hey, I'm dragging butt, I get up, I slug some coffee, you know, and then I hope that the caffeine's gonna kick in and help me to focus. Man, there's natural energy that your body produces and releases throughout the day that if you get up and you start doing this early on, you're gonna benefit from that. You're not gonna need the caffeine. I mean, you might want it. I know everybody's addicted to caffeine, but you're not going to need it. I think another thing, huge, huge, huge thing, men, guys, if you are that guy who like, I'm insecure, I don't feel confident in myself, I don't appreciate myself, you start doing this, your confidence levels are going to go through the roof. Like I loved, so I'll share a quick little story. So Easter, we celebrated Easter, and I put on a dress shirt that I'd worn last year, and I put it on, and my arms didn't fit in the dress shirt. I immediately was like, Jenny, check it out. I was like, look it. I can't even. I was like, if I stretch too hard, this thing might be terrible. Like, I was so pumped. I know it seems silly, but dude, I was so pumped about that. And so, you know, there's going to be wins along the way that you're going to benefit from. Your confidence is going to go up. Your focus is going to go up. I loved having the time for me where I could kind of rein in my thoughts, get ready for the day, focus, and then come out of the gate firing off on all cylinders. That was a massive benefit. And then just, guys, the personal investment to you. That was a huge thing for me. I know it's huge for Matt. You know, that personal investment time that you're building yourself, you're carving out the man that you can be. And listen, most of you guys, there's so much trapped in you, so much trapped potential in you, men, that's not let out yet. And so if you've been listening to this episode and you're like, man, that's not me, I just, you don't even know it's you. You have no idea what's inside of you. And most of the guys I meet, they are trapped potential. There's so much inside of you, men. It's time to start letting it out. It's time to start getting dangerous. It's time to start doing things that make you feel uncomfortable and that change your rhythms. And because it's going to build you into a totally different man. And you're going, listen, I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. You're going to fall in love with it. You're going to fall in love with the process and building yourself. And it's going to bleed into all other areas of your life. Last thing I want to say, man, listen, gentlemen, some of y'all, I know, you got some low libidos. Is that the word? I don't know if that's a word we can use, whatever. Maybe you got some low libidos. Maybe your sex drive's a little low. Let me tell you. Matt's like, don't. I don't want to hear it. No, man. Listen, if you're having difficulty in that area in your marriage and being the aggressor, the pursuer, which most of us guys were not. We're always like, is it that time o'clock yet? but this will literally put you in a position where it's I don't even know how to describe it. It increases your desire. It increases your desire and, I said aggressive. I don't want to use that word, but like your pursuit of your woman, it definitely increases that. In an area where if you're lacking and you're like, I don't know what to do, start working out. Start working out. It will change you and transform you in that way. And then probably last thing is, hey, if you're over 40, Do not tell yourself you're too old. Do not tell yourself, oh, my back's messed up. Oh, I got this. My knees are messed up. I can't do it because of this. Those are all still excuses. You can adjust your workout routine out, you know, around your difficulties. Mm-hmm. And then you can also start building those things up so that after 100 days, your back's not sore anymore. You're not getting up. Like, I get up in the morning now, I'm up. Like, I used to crawl out of bed, just snap, crackle, pop. You ever do that, right? Yeah. Guys over 40, you know what I'm talking about. You get out of bed, stuff doesn't work like it used to. You're sore, you're hurting, whatever. I don't feel that anymore. I might be sore from the workout, but I'm not sore just from existing. Mm-hmm. And so it definitely increases that. Like, you'll wake up in the morning and just, you're energized, you're ready to go. And man, I just want to challenge you guys, encourage you guys, get to it, because this is going to be one of the greatest journeys that you will ever take yourself on, and it changes everything in your life. Absolutely everything.
I got one more thing for you. Why don't you send our men off with some Arnold Schwarzenegger motivation?
You need to get in the gym and you have to do one more rep. Come on. Stop being a girly man, you little wussy. Listen here. Listen to me. Get in the gym. Pump yourself up. And do it now.
Thank you, Dangerous Men. Appreciate you joining us today. Have a
good
week.
Let's go.